supposed to be by this one, right?
This would be our short mic.
This is short mic.
It would be their tall mic.
Hi, Mike.
Ready.
Ready, yeah, here we go.
Dong.
Hi, I'm Patricia. Before recorded history, humans knew singing as a deep source of power. Power to change, power to heal, power to be present with what is. Right here, right now, we are remembering the ancient gift of song, using modern tech to help us tap into resilience and capacity in chaotic, difficult times, and it's so simple. We sing with our own unauto-tuned voices just the way they show up, creaky and smooth. Me plus a group of five friends in my Marigold basement studio. You exactly where you are right now. Today's song, I Hear by Aaron Johnson, is the 144th song you can find at abreathofsong.com, each with the permission and blessing of the song carrier. Every fifth episode, there's an in-depth conversation with one of these huge-hearted people, and next week, that would be Aaron Johnson. He, like you and me, uses song to help navigate life. Explore the growing library at abreathofsong.com and join our subscribers for emails that can light up your inbox with a moment of connection and beauty. All the presence, the becoming, the change-generating power of song starts with the body and breath. So we go there first by stretching and listening to muscle and bone, and you will hear my five friends beginning to stretch. You'll get their names in just a minute. How does your body want to move right now? Does it want to jiggle, shake, lengthen, twist, stretch? Notice what you want more of. Lean into what feels good. Checking in with your breath, notice how it expands your rib cage and releases on the way out. Let it expand down into your belly and let it release, letting sound appear. Let the breath go into your pelvis and release. Fabulous. One more. Letting the breath land down all the way into the floor. And release. Fabulous. Since I have the privilege of these five beautiful people here in the basement, I guess studio sounds better, doesn't it? Here in the studio, I'm going to ask them to help us warm up by saying their name in some exploratory way, and we'll all echo it back three times. So I'm going to demo. Patricia.
Patricia. Patricia. Patricia.
Cameron.
Cameron. Cameron. Cameron.
Molly.
Molly. Molly. Molly.
Karen Barron.
Karen Barron. Karen Barron. Karen Barron.
Becky.
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 Karen Chickering.
Karen Chickering. Karen Chickering. Karen Chickering.
Fabulous. How are you feeling? I wish I could hear your name right now, and then we could sing it back to you. But go ahead and give it to us. And now we're saying it back to you. Our mouths were wide open. All right. I haven't shared this song with my friends yet, so we'll all be exploring it together. They are all skilled singers, part of a Burlington vocal ensemble named Solaris, which is how we met. But one of the differences between choral singing and what we're about to do is that in choral singing, all the notes are predetermined. At least you hope, right? And we're going to go a little more by feel right now. Aaron has shared with us a mantra, which can be beautiful to sing exactly as it is over and over, and also has space for people to explore and add or change. So I'm going to sing it and ask you to join me. And then after we've really let it land, if your voice wants to take you somewhere else, Let it explore and see what happens. The words are, I hear my voice from my heart to my soul. And any of those my's could be yours. I hear your voice from your heart to your soul, or any combination, right? I hear my voice from your heart to my soul. I hear your voice from your heart to my soul. Any of those things could work. We will do all the variations, and then we'll each sing what means most to us. So you'll hear a mix of my's and yours. You may even hear a mix of my's and yours while we're singing the variations. Who knows? I'm going to just start singing it, and you go ahead and join me when you feel like, okay, I've got this. There's no time pressure. I could sing it a gazillion times. You join me when you feel ready. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hear my voice from my heart to my soul. I hear my voice from my heart to my soul. I hear my voice from my heart to my soul. I hear my voice from my heart to my soul. I hear my voice from my heart to my soul. I hear my voice from my heart to my soul. I hear my voice from your heart to your soul. I hear your voice from my heart to your soul. I hear your voice from my heart to my soul. I hear your voice from my heart to your soul. I hear my voice from your heart to my soul. I hear my voice from my heart to my soul. I hear my voice from my heart to my soul. I singing with me. We're going to take a pause here before we sing the song again, since science shows that our brains remember better that way. And while we're paused, let me remind you that this podcast is available to you today because of the generous contributions of many people. Maybe you're one of them. I'm appreciating you in a big way. Supporting this song library is easy. Contribute to the Gratitude Jar page at abreathofsong.com, and these contributions are really valuable and necessary. I appreciate them. At this point, I usually talk about what the song means to me, but if you all are willing, I'm going to ask these wonderful singers to check in and start with your name and say how this song feels to you, how your body feels right now after just spending 5 minutes singing. Can we start with you, Cameron?
Sure. I'm Cameron Brownell, and I just feel joyful and awake. I just love creating music with other people. It just kind of makes me feel alive.
Beautiful. Thank you, Cameron.
And my name is Molly, and I think I feel a lot of pleasure right now. The song is about connection.
Yeah. Thanks, Molly.
I'm one of the Karens, and that was really fun, and I'm feeling a lot less stressed than I was when we walked down the stairs. Yes?
Yeah.
My name is Becky Peterson, and I would say I feel very grounded after singing that.
Mm. I'm the other Karen, and yeah, that was really joyful. Not too many words to remember either.
Yeah. Erin is a Black song leader, a racial justice facilitator, a touch activist, an earth dome builder who is in the work to end oppression for everybody for the long haul, especially for Black-bodied people. The steady commitment that will overturn oppression by layering up incremental change, that's what he's there for. Next week, he comes on A Breath of Song for a conversation, and I hope you can join us for this wide-ranging exploration of grief and song and oppression and what Erin tracks in groups and what matters to him as a Black-bodied person in America right now. So much more. Feel free to sing I Hear with this crew, as you just heard us, as often as you like. If the song moves you, please consider how to be in right relationship with Erin, whether that's through donating to one of his projects or sharing information about his work, or maybe both. One of the things Erin says is, the tool we'll use to dismantle oppression is listening. So let's sing his song again, letting the listening in. It doesn't matter whether you're singing my or your at any point in this. We'll be singing a mix, depending on how we're listening at that particular moment. I hear your voice from my heart to your soul. I hear your voice from my heart to my soul. I hear my voice from my heart.
I hear
Thank you for joining me today for A Breath of Song, and thank you for taking care of yourself and listening to your voice. I believe making a better world starts with tuning into ourselves and each other, which is what we just did. So,
yay!
Let a friend know about the show so they can join too, and next time we'll plant another song. Until then, be well.